Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
In a case highlighted by a Buffalo police detective on a podcast as evidence of wrongdoing by Buffalo Public Schools, a grand jury has indicted a man on 4 felony charges, including attempted kidnapping in relation to a February incident at the Charles R. Drew Science Magnet School 59 attached to the Science Museum.
Shane Cronin will be arraigned on the charges tomorrow. He allegedly entered the elementary school through a door that connects to the Museum of Science and approached a young student. On a viral podcast last month, Buffalo Police Detective Richard High accused Buffalo schools of covering up the incident, saying the parents were not notified that it was an attempted abduction.
Another delay in the reopening of the former Adams Mark Hotel downtown, leading to questions of exactly how close it really is to seeing guests again. WBEN's Brayton Wilson is here with an update.
In the time since the 2021 fire at the Buffalo Grand Hotel that closed the facility, an insurance settlement this past September gave some hope for owner Harry Stinson to begin renovations of the former Adams Mark and reopen the hotel downtown. While Stinson believes his group is nearly there to start the process, it's been financing that has delayed his efforts.
We had a large insurance claim, but there's a difference between having an insurance claim and getting paid by the insurance company. It was a 3-year-long soap opera, saga, battle, essentially. In the end, we did settle. The mortgage was paid off because it was required under the mortgage. The lawyers were paid. County, state, city, etc. were paid. In the end, there was essentially nothing left in terms of spare cash. So we have a mortgage-free hotel, but we didn't get $50 million in cash. We got a very, very small amount left over. So we did have to refinance it. And we are very close to completing that refinancing.
According to Stinson, the priority is going to be reopening the guest rooms first, as they were not subject to the part of the hotel that sustained damage during the fire. He feels they should be able to reopen within 60 days once his group gets the first draw on financing. While Stinson is confident in his ability to get the Buffalo Grand Hotel ready for business, President and CEO of Visit Buffalo Niagara Patrick Kaler is less optimistic.
I've toured it with the county executive, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done inside that building. I don't necessarily think that he could open in 90 days. There's a lot to be done. But we do need that hotel. That property offered a certain price point as well for some of the military reunion groups. So it did help us in that respect. So not only having those 500 rooms, but also that price point was something very important to our destination.
More from both Kaler and Stinson on reopening the Buffalo Grand Hotel. hotel can be found online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Meanwhile, the framework for a state budget will include two of Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon's proposals to close a budget deficit of about $70 million. That's the 3% hotel occupancy tax and a new parking and mobility authority that would soon own the city-owned parking ramps. That's according to Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie. Scanlon's been pushing for both to help balance the city's budget. The state budget still not finalized after Governor Hochul announced a tentative agreement on April 28th.
Monday, Rite Aid filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection for the second time. It also announced plans to close all 178 stores in New York State. CEO Matthew Schroeder said the decision was based on a rapidly changing healthcare and retail landscape, including a downturn in the economy and tariffs. The action means 73 pharmacies in Western New York will close, including 13 in the city of Buffalo. Last year, Rite Aid closed 8 locations. Rite Aid will begin layoffs in early June.
You think about that, a sheer number of stores.
They're everywhere.
Is a massive closure here in Western New York. 13, the city of Buffalo, over 70 across the area. And if you look at some of the Rite Aids that closed not that long ago, you mentioned just about 8 locations.
Right. That made such a difference then.
I mean, these built, there's still nothing in them.
Right.
One was a Spirit Halloween store, I know, by me in the Tonawandas, but that lasts about a month before it's vacant again and still on the market and still no one buying. I mean, it's a whole empty block.
And now 73 more.
Big loss for the Buffalo area. Well, with the conclave set to start this week, senior analyst at Religion News Service and Vatican analyst Father Tom Rees talks about some of the history behind the secrecy of the event.
It became a way of protecting the papacy and the electors from interference from secular governments. You know, kings, emperors, they all wanted to influence who would be elected. And so they thought that if they locked them away and kept everything secret, so nobody knew how each person was voting, that would make the church, the cardinal electors, more independent. Today, I think it's to keep the press open.
Well, then that might be reason enough.
There's going to be a thinning of the military's top brass under orders from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
The Defense Secretary's memo calls for at least a 20% reduction in the number of four-star admirals and generals serving on active duty and in the National Guard. On top of that, Pete Hegseth calls for a 10% cut in the number of general and flag officers tied to the combatant commands. Hegseth says the plan will drive innovation and streamline leadership, pointing to excess in the ranks of the top brass.
That's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
A new survey suggests there's a growing disconnect between student and employer perceptions of career readiness. While 88% of college juniors and seniors feel they're prepared for entry-level roles in their chosen fields, more than half of hiring managers say, uh-uh. Tom Burnskill is the GM of Forage, which ran the survey.
If employees want more prepared grads, they do need to meet students where they are. Employees have this like huge opportunity to be part of this solution. And as the data shows, like students are thinking about this. Like they're eager to engage, and higher education is eager to engage.
It's an interesting way of putting it, though. I don't know if many employers want to be involved in continuing training. Kind of want somebody who's ready on the job. It does make me feel a little like it's the school cycle. You know, you graduate from eighth grade, you go into high school, and you go from like the top of the school
to the bottom
to the bottom of the ladder. And then, you know, you go through high school and you're at the top of the school. And if you go on to college, you're right there at the bottom, learning everything again. And it always hits you hard
when you're on that bottom rung.
And, you know, same thing. You're at the top, you know, college. Hey, look, I run the place. I know everything.
Yeah.
Always tough to go
you
that bottom
down,
rung again.
I know. Hey, remember the retro red bike made famous in Pee-wee's Big Red Adventure? Later in his TV series, it went up for auction and fetched six figures.
First it was the bow tie, now the famous bicycle in Pee-wee Herman's movies and television shows just sold for $125,000 at auction.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world, not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
The actor Paul Reubens, who made the bike and character Pee-wee Herman famous, became a household name with his comic series and childlike persona. The bike was the centerpiece of Van Eaton Gallery's pop culture collection of J. Ward auction. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
It was as famous as the bow tie, right? For
absolutely.
For Pee-wee.
I mean, that bike, and, center of the movie.
And he said he was never, ever going to sell it, but then he died. So
and then someone else took over and they're selling everything. That's
guess that happens.
I wonder if that was in the, you know, I didn't want to sell it. That doesn't mean you can sell it.
I know. Or, I wonder.
I don't know. Maybe not. It could be your.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Expect partly sunny skies today. Slight chance for a late day shower with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, a couple of showers around. Overnight lows near 50 degrees. On Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy skies with highs Wednesday near 60 degrees. A little cooler on Thursday with highs only in the 50s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Jack O'Donnell joining us right now on the TroCare College Hotline. We're getting an insider look into Albany and the budget process. We're hearing a little bit more of what's in the budget, including, Jack, news that the city of Buffalo had been waiting on for over a week after the budget deal was announced in Albany, finally finding out that key budget measures to balance the city's budget are to be included, including a hotel bed tax and more. Is it strange at all that we're still finding things out about this agreement a week after it was announced?
Good morning. Yes, I think almost everything about the New York State budget process is pretty strange. And one of the biggest parts of that is the secrecy. As you mentioned, the governor announced last week, an agreement in principle, but that still left a lot of things still to be decided. And as of today, we still haven't seen any bills or any language, but that is supposedly, according to the speaker, coming later today or tomorrow at the latest. It's really that language that we need to see to understand what this budget is going to do.
You know, how significant is it, if you can, Jack, that Chris Scanlon got these proposals approved or got the word that they will be approved?
Well, it's a very big deal. I mean, Buffalo, no secret that there's a lot of financial challenges there, and sort of what they look like and having to wait. You know, we saw from the control board earlier this week about some concerns. This won't allay all of those concerns, but a big step forward, I think, for the city and for Acting Mayor Scanlon. You know, a lot of this comes down to Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, who, you know, is from Buffalo, the number two person in the assembly. She had the biggest role in driving this thing over the finish line.
All right, so some big news for Buffalo, but of course that's not all that's in the budget. You know, we heard from Carl Hasty early in this process, who said he's not a fan of including policy discussion in the budget talks, but I don't know. Is he the only one who's not a fan? Because there's plenty of that, isn't there?
There is plenty of policy, and really that's what's led to a lot of these delays. You know, the speaker has repeatedly said how much he doesn't like that. I think some of his members feel the same way. But frankly, this is the point where the governor and her predecessors, this is where they have the most say, they have the most leverage. And so this governor, her predecessor, all the way back to the Pataki era, you know, some of this goes back to some lawsuits where the court found the governor had a little more power in this process, and it'll continue unless that changes.
Jack, what is happening that the legislature is not voting yet on budget bills? So what is the holdup?
Well, we mentioned a number of these things that actually just weren't resolved. I think the City of Buffalo piece is some of that. There's been, you know, a lot of other big local issues. There's a huge fight over the NASA County Medical Center, sort of like ECMC in Western New York. There's been a big fight over if federal cuts come or when federal cuts come, how much power the governor is going to have. Versus needing to reconvene the legislature. It sounds like, again, we haven't seen the language, but the governor will be able to make cuts to state programs if there's $2 billion in federal cuts, and then the legislature would have 10 days to either approve those or come up with their own plan. But the mechanics of that without, you know, reacting and doing that mid-budget without bringing 213 folks back to Albany and reopening this whole process, that's been a big part of the last week.
There was a budget extender that was approved last week. I think it expires this week. Will there need to be another one?
Well, the hope in the legislature is that bills will start being printed tonight and they can be voted on tomorrow. If that's the case, we can probably sneak through. That extender does expire tomorrow, but we'll see.
Does it say anything, you know, kind of going back to these budget items regarding the City of Buffalo and things that they need here to balance the budget, does it say anything that this agreement was announced and it wasn't for an entire week later until we got clarity? Because we asked the mayor about this just a couple of days ago, and it was still up in the air until it seemed like last night. It was still a week until we got clarity that these things would be included in the budget, that no one was able to hop on a phone or anything like, hey, is this, you got an agreement? Did we make it? Is there anything to read into that?
Well, I think that's because you had some differences of opinion between the Senate. Right. We saw a different fiscal plan from State Senator Sean Ryan. We've heard from Senator April Baskin with questions about Mayor Scanlon's proposal. I think really what you saw is that the Senate was in one place and the Assembly was in the other. And so that needed to be resolved.
You know, is there a split in the Western New York State Legislature delegation as to whether they're behind Scanlon or Sean Ryan? Among Democrats?
I think so. I think you see that, I think you see that in Democratic primaries with, people splitting and some of that. I don't know that some of those folks have made endorsements in the race. So, you know, also to be clear, a number of these, certainly the bed tax issue, that was something that Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes was pushing last year as well, right? So it's something that I think she believes in and sees as a productive, opportunity to raise revenue here.
Well, some opportunity there, and we'll see what happens in the next coming days if this gets the final passage. Jack, thank you. Jack O'Donnell joining us.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.